of a classic theme, the Western song.
What's inside? Feeling sore, you're uncomfortable for what it's worth. Grieve inside, fake you out, it's uncomfortable. I wouldn't be
While you're outside exercising in the sun and fresh air, make sure to check yourself for ticks after being in woodsy areas like the Paint Branch Trail. Tick bites can cause a serious illness called Lyme disease, which is highly preventable and treatable if caught early. Maryland is in the top 15 states with the highest number of reported Lyme disease cases. The best way to deal with this illness is to prevent it, so avoid going off trail into the woods, and if you have to, make sure to check yourself afterwards for ticks or signs of bites, which usually appear as red bullseyes. If you feel any potential Lyme disease symptoms, like a rash, fever, joint pain, or muscle aches, immediately go to the University Health Center. Don't let this stop you from enjoying the great outdoors. Just be alert when you're outside and prevent this infection.
Hello, hello, everybody. You are listening to WMUC Digital College Park, where college radio means good radio. Hi, everyone. Happy April to all you fools out there. And welcome back to Off the Shelf. My name is Grace Atkins, and I'm your host for the next 2 hours. Super exciting stuff. Hi, guys. Today, I'm super excited because today's going to be mainly just me talking. We used to do these a lot more frequently when I was like a sophomore, junior, I want to say, where I just kind of come on and talk for an hour. But I haven't done one in a while. I think the last time I did one was November, maybe. So about like 6 months ago, 5 or 6 months ago. But I'm excited. The studio is really hot, but that's okay. I'm excited to talk to you all. We've got some good topics today. Ironically, or maybe serendipitously, that's my favorite word. Today is a full moon in Libra, which is my sign. But it's under Aries, which is like amplified kind of fire-ish energy. But the full moon is always about cycles and stuff like that. But it's the first full moon after the start of the lunar new year. So like the astrological cycle just restarted in March with Aries. Aries is the first sign. And so this full moon usually is about like release and stuff, but this one's all about manifesting and moving forward and collecting energy for the start of the new year. And it's about change and love and evaluating what relationships matter and all that good stuff. So I love the moon. So had to throw that out there first, but you know, it kind of fits with my topics today. We're going to be talking a lot about change and transition and learning to deal with that kind of stuff. Graduation is on the horizon. It's crazy. I keep being convinced to go out because all my friends are like, it's our last, we have less than 50 days, like you have to go out. But we're going to talk about lots of good things, but I also have a lot of fun music because I love springtime music. It gets this like weather and just this time of year always make me feel very energized, I should say. But we're going to listen to a few. We're going to listen to 3 songs that I've been playing nonstop the past like week and a half or so. Actually, all these songs I've been playing nonstop for the past week and a half or so. So everything we're going to play today has been on repeat. But first, we're going to listen to It Ain't Over Till It's Over by Lenny Kravitz, just because I heard this in the car the other day coming back from yoga, which also that's why I'm late today. I fell asleep after 6 a.m. yoga, which shouldn't even be called yoga. it was a hit class. Like, it was, I was sweating, I was jumping, all that stuff. But anyways, we're listening to It Ain't Over Till It's Over by Lenny Kravitz, and then Hollywood Perfume by The Pretenders. This is a new song for me, but I recently saw an Instagram reel of Anthony Bourdain's favorite songs, and this was one of them, and I thought it was really good, so I put it on the playlist. And then Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town by Pearl Jam, because I've been listening to a lot of Pearl Jam recently as well. They just feel very spring. I don't know why, but we'll listen to these three, and then we'll be back, and I will have lots of thoughts to share. Okay, bye.
Here we are. In the middle of the night, the hotel was dark except for just one light. Television burning in another room. I couldn't sleep, so I put on some of your Hollywood perfume. Like Sugar Ray, was feeling dizzy, began to swoon. Was it his punch or was it just your Hollywood perfume? I feel like a fugitive escaped from my life. In the central lights. These paper thin walls make me party to calls of love, love. Waft into the room. At night, jasmine bloom. Of your Hollywood perfume.
It's my fate. as what no one wants to see. I just wanna scream hello. And thoughts they fade, fade away. Thoughts and thoughts they fade.
All right, you guys just listened to It Ain't Over Till It's Over by Lenny Kravitz, Hollywood Perfume by Pretenders, and Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town by Pearl Jam. And those are just some songs I've been listening to this spring. Okay, I love shows like this. So I've compiled a lot of things based off your guys' responses from both the things I posted, plus just my own ramblings of, you know, things that I've wanted to talk about for a while. And I guess the theme of today's show is this French phrase that I came across. I was rereading my journal in a couple days ago. Sorry, hold on. I was rereading my journal a couple days ago, as one does. Sometimes I just like to get inspiration from things that I've written in the past. Okay, and I found this, I wrote it like in the summer, about how like I wanted to find my reason for living, and like I wanted to find purpose, and you know, all the like 20 something year old ramblings. But the French expression for that is raison d'être, which is, you know, reason for being. I'm probably butchering that pronunciation, but it's like a French expression for like reason of living, like why you do what you do. And I feel like everyone right now is kind of searching for their raison d'être. Because this age is funny. Like, I think that I see a lot of my friends have a very clear life path and have like certain things very cemented and figured out. Like, I have friends that have like long-term boyfriends and, you know, a job set up for next year, or, you know, like a, they're going to grad school or got into a doctoral program or crazy stuff like that, where things are very, you know, planned out for the next few years. And then I also have friends that don't even know what they're eating for breakfast tomorrow. You know, just want to live off of vibes. I think I'd like to say I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm probably more on the, you know, living by the seat of my pants, flying by the seat of my pants. But I think, you know, what's interesting about, and this, I want to talk about this too. What's interesting about college and just like the difference between, you know, being 18 and being 22 is that you get such a good perspective of your reason for living, your raison d'être. Because you kind of really, I think the past 4 years, I've figured out a lot about who I am as a person and what I value. And those things change, but at your core, they don't. And we're going to get into this later, but I think I've realized that I don't have to be the same person I was when I entered college. And I don't have to be the same person I am now, a year from now. And I think that is maybe where a lot of people who struggle post-grad or like struggle, you know, with graduation is because like they're trying to live out the same fantasies that like, you know, they wanted 2, 3, 4 years ago. And like, I was on the phone with my mom the other day and we were kind of talking about how a handful of people within the past couple weeks, but a lot of people within the past few months have described me as a free spirit. I have never once been thought of as a free spirit ever in my life before until this past year, I would say. And it's just really funny to me because, you know, if you're listening and you've known me in college, at least like maybe since junior year, I'm like a very different person than I was freshman year, sophomore year, and then in high school. I think, like, to paint you a picture to anyone that didn't know me, my whole thing in high school, like, my reason for living was to get into Harvard. Like, that was my, like, solitary goal of going to high school. Like, I wanted to be Rory Gilmore. I wanted to go to Harvard and study political science and get into the John F. Kennedy School of, you know, government affairs, international affairs. And then I wanted to be a big politician or, you know, go into government at any level, like be a senator, be like do something with that. Like I had a huge poster of AOC on my wall, like behind my desk. I stayed up till like the small hours of the night doing homework. I'd get up at 4 a.m. to do homework. I took only APs. All I cared about was getting into a good college. And, you know, like, I was still who I am to my core. Like, I was still, like, silly and dorky. I had a book all the time. My friends were great. Like, my best friend really helped me lighten up, especially junior and senior years of high school. But, like, my reason for living was to get into Harvard. Like, I had a lot of academic stress. And then I came to college, and I think I realized that, like, I love learning as, like, a student of life. But, you know, academics and getting good grades and, like, you know, going to high... Like, I wanted to get a PhD. I still want to get a PhD someday. But, like, I thought that, like, I would graduate top of my class and I would immediately go to grad school and then I would get my PhD and then I would do something super important. And now I'm realizing that, like, that is awesome and, you know, super cool for people that want to do that. Like, one of my friends in my sorority is, like, literally going to, like, Columbia for her PhD. Like, she just got into the doctoral program. But, like, I don't think that's what I want anymore because I think there's just bigger lessons that I can learn outside of an academic building. And I think that it's okay for your reason for living to change. And like I said this kind of offhand as a joke the other day, but I was like, oh, my reason for living is like to make friends and sit around a table too long eating dinner. And that's like the other phrase that I think is the theme for kind of today's show is one of my favorite phrases. It's in Spanish. It's sobre mesa, which is like the act of sitting around a table after dinner and lingering and continuing conversation, maybe like continuing eating, drinking, but just like that object or that act of lingering like a little bit too long. And I thought of this today too, because like I think, and sorry, there's like no clear structure to this rant. I'm just like really, this is just like overall theme for today's show. Like I just wanted to put out the feelers for what I wanted, everything I wanted to talk about. But Sober Mesa is wonderful to me because like some of my best memories are like sitting around a table with people that I care about just a little too long. Like I gave that story in Greece of like the best meal I ever ate. Like we were there until they literally, like, I mean, they didn't want to kick us out because they were kind hosts, but like we were there super late, like, you know, like even sitting at like my kitchen table with my friends, like up late, like eating like chips and guac, like just talking. Or like my next door neighbors growing up had like string lights in their backyard, and like we'd always eat, like we'd do cookouts over there all the time, and like we'd all just sit outside until like we were literally falling asleep in our chairs because we just wanted to spend time in each other's company. And I think that one of the points I want to drive home is that my reason for living may change. And right now, I think it's just, it is to just experience other people, experience life. You know, I'm sure it'll change when I become really passionate about the career I want to do, or like, I don't know. It'll change, I'm sure. I'm sure, you know, parents' reason for living changes when they have children and all that stuff. But I think that no matter your reason for living, I think it's important to remember to just linger a little too long. There's a quote, I forget who said it, but it's like our time together really is far too short. And like we're always in a rush. We're always in a rush. Like, even this morning, I went to 6 a.m. yoga, quotes, yoga. And a couple of my friends, like, as soon as the instructor ended the class, like, hopped up, wiped off their mat, went into the locker room. And it's like, it's 7 in the morning. We have nowhere that we need to be. I didn't need to be here till 10, and I was still late. There's nowhere that we needed to be. And we're in such a rush all the time. And it's like we're stressing ourselves out constantly because we're so like trying to get from one place to the next and trying to do one thing for the next and, you know, all this stuff. And it's like, I really think that I've been learning to slow down. And it's funny because like we used to make fun of my sister a lot growing up. We would call Lily One Speed McGee because Lily is the slowest person in the world. Like, I love her so much. She's like obviously my sister and I love her. I called her yesterday. But like, if you think I take a long time to get ready at my friends, my roommates, Lily takes double the amount of time. Like, leaving the house is a struggle. Like, cause she's like doing God knows what in her room, like putting on her shoes. Like, I swear to God, one lace at a time. Like, I don't know. Lily takes forever. But, like, I kind of appreciate it now because, like, she is never in a rush. Like, she knows the value of taking her time. So I think, I guess, today's show is all about learning to slow down, reason for living, and Sobre Mesa, lingering a little bit too long. And, yeah, we're going to get into it. We're going to get into a lot of stuff. Whoa. Sorry, my notebook. We're going to get into transitions and all sorts of stuff like that. Hold on, wait. Let me pull up the show. We're going to get into nostalgia, learning to enjoy your own company, learning to be bored again. College in general, getting comfortable with discomfort, dreams, nostalgia. Oh, I'm going to read my favorite poem. Living multiple lives. We talked about the full moon. Living for the hope of it all. I don't know. I want you to feel like you're just like sitting in the room with me, which you probably do because I'm just rambling and you have to listen. You have to listen. Unless you text me, then you can. Then I'll give you a shout out and maybe put your opinion in here. But otherwise, you just have to listen. But I digress. We're going to listen to a few different songs. And then I'll be back. Maybe a little bit more structured. But I hope you got the gist of what I was trying to say. Maybe took a line or two away from that whole thing. But we're going to listen to a few more songs that I've really been loving. We're going to listen to two songs. Let's get a little bit indie shoegaze. We're going to listen to Never Meant by American Football and Angelina by Pine Grove, which American Football is coming to D.C., I think, in July. So if you're interested. Okay, we'll be back after these two.
Thank you.
All right, you guys just listened to Never Meant by American Football and Angelina by Pine Grove, two of my favorites. Okay, back to talking. We're actually going to, what do I want to start with? I'll end with transitions and stuff like that. I want to talk about, So this is also kind of like one of the questions I received was, or like topics, whatever, was learning to be bored again. There has been a lot of content I've seen recently about like learning to be bored again, going analog. This is also something me and my mom discussed on the phone the other day. I low-key just practiced my show with my, on the phone with my mom. Because I also wanted to talk about learning to enjoy your own company. And I think that kind of goes hand in hand with learning to be bored again. Because I think that we all should learn to like doing things by ourselves to enjoy our own company. I was talking about this last night, actually, at the bar with my friends Caroline and Lucas. Shout out if you're listening, guys. They usually do before class at 11. But I realized, not realized, but like I was thinking about the other day that you, as in yourself, are the person that you spend the most time with your entire life, right? Like, you cannot escape yourself whether you like it or not. You have to spend time with yourself. And that means that you have to kind of learn to enjoy your own company. And I don't even mean, you know, the same thing as like that, you know, kind of phrase of like, oh, you should be your own best friend. Like, I don't think I am my own best friend, because I am way harder on myself than I am on any of my best friends. I would say that I'm more like my twin sister. I don't know. Like, I am, but I enjoy my own company. I love doing things alone. It's always been a bit all 4 years of college of like, I rarely ever tell my friends where I am. Like, they'll just text me and they'll be like, where the hell are you? Why is your location in the middle of DC? And I'm like, oh, well, I just decided to go to the museum for the day. Like, I just wanted to take myself out on a date. Like, and they're like, why didn't you ask anyone to go with you? And I was like, I don't know. I wanted to go by myself. Like, I think, you know, when you become accustomed to your own thoughts, your own, how you carry yourself, it makes life so much more enjoyable, because can do anything. Like, if you can go somewhere by yourself, like, you, the world becomes so much wider. Like, I know, I think the biggest thing holding back a lot of people from travel who like do love to travel is that they don't want to do it alone. Like, I was thinking the other day, I was explaining this to my mom on the phone, and I was like, I don't know how to not sound like, for lack of a better word, I can't swear, an a-hole. I was like, I don't know how to say this without sounding like an a-hole, but like, I could book a flight to Spain tomorrow and move to Spain, and I would miss everyone, but I don't think I would feel bad for doing it and for going alone. I would be fine doing that. And I was like, and I don't think it's like, it's not that like nothing is holding me from pursuing my dreams, but it's like, I'm just so okay with my own company, and also knowing that like the people that are meant to be in your life, like, will stay, will keep in contact. And so it's like, I have trust in myself and in, you know, the people that I care about, that like, I could leave by myself and like, it would be okay. And like, I was having this conversation too with one of my like best friends, Jelly, Zach, is being mean and moving to Arizona post-grad. I'm so mad at him. But like, we were talking about it, and he was like, the thing is, Grace, is like, I am not afraid, because like, I know that like, the friends that care about me aren't gonna like never to speak to me again. He's like, I know that you will visit, I know that you will call. So it's like, learning to enjoy your own company also makes you like, so confident in a way of like your friendships, because you're like, I know that like I don't need to be in constant communication with these people to have like a very fulfilled life. Like, and that's something that I've also learned in the past 4 years. Like, I used to be very like, could not do anything by myself. Like, I needed my best friend. Like, if I wanted to do something, if I wanted to like go do whatever. And it's like, also obviously, like I say this all the time, like people are the best and most interesting parts of my life. The people that I love are my favorite subject. Like, I talk about my friends all the time. I talk about the people I care about all the time. If I could like, you know, go to Spain with 4 of my best friends and we all live together, like that's obviously more ideal than going alone. But like, learning to enjoy your own company is freeing, because it's like, obviously that's the ideal, but like you would be okay if it was just you. And yeah, I think learn to be alone. Like, it's just so, it's hard to explain, like, because I am very social, I love people, whatever, but like you learn so much about yourself like in those moments where it's just you and like you're just being quiet and like being okay with yourself. And I think this goes hand in hand with, you know, the question I got about like, or not question, but like topic suggestion of learning to be bored. And I think that this generation, it's interesting because like there is this kind of swing towards analog and longer attention spans and learning to appreciate, you know, the written, like paper analog stuff. But there's also like, we are all addicted to our phones. Like, I am addicted to my phone. Like, it is, it, like, it's true. Like, we all are. Like, I mean, like, when, like, I used to make fun of one of my friends in high school because, like, every time she lost her vape, like, in bed, like, she would flip out, like, flip all the sheets, like, be like, oh my god, where's my vape, where's my vape, like, ah, I can't find it. And it's, I would always make fun of her because I'm like, dude, you are so addicted to that thing, that's embarrassing. But, like, how many people do you know, like, as soon as they realize that they don't have their phone, they're like, what happened to my phone, where's my phone, where's my phone, I need my phone, I need my phone, I need my phone. And it's like, obviously it's an expensive piece of equipment, but it's also like, you don't need it that much, like... So, like personally, I've been trying to do, like, if I don't absolutely need my phone when I leave the house, like, I won't bring it. Like, if I'm just going to, like, the grocery store or, like, going on a walk or going out to, like, pick up dinner or something like that and you don't need your phone, don't bring it. Because it's, like, why would you need it? And I think it's important to learn to be bored, too, because, like, you know, boredom kind of ironically sparks creativity. Like, listen to any interview, read any interview with a writer, and they will tell you that like learning to be like being bored like is what puts some of their best ideas in motion, because they just start paying attention to everything around them because they don't have any distraction. Like, if you're just sitting and just listening to the world around you, like that's where inspiration strikes. And like, I'm currently reading or rereading right now Barbarian Days, A Surfing Life. I literally was just talking about this book, but it's by William Finnegan, who's a writer who grew up in Hawaii and California and then decided to like chase waves for like 20 years before he finally like became like a writer like in office in New York. And he kind of talks about this with surfing, because surfing, like, obviously you're actively doing something, it's a sport, it's an activity, but when you're waiting for waves, you're doing nothing out there, especially if you're alone. Like, surfing is a sport that you can do, you don't need anybody else, you just need your board. And he like kind of talks about how like sitting in the water and like being in the ocean is like kind of sort of like that getting bored and just like thinking and getting these creative ideas and these realizations about life. And I think, yeah, like, learn to be bored, because you become a lot more interesting, honestly, which is funny, it's ironic, like, because you're bored, but you're becoming better. And This reminds me of like a few funny stories, actually, because my friend Mary just texted me. But there is this one video of our friend Sammy. Hi, Sammy, if you're listening. She sometimes tunes in. But Sammy like lost her phone one night. And there's like literally Ring camera footage of her like being like, I've never needed my phone in my life. Like, I don't need my phone. And like going off to go find it. And then also our friend who graduated last year, Ayush, shout out, there's no way he's listening, but shout out Ayush anyway, who we would find him at the bar on Friday, and we'd be like, we've been texting you, like, where are you, like, we wanted to see you. And he'd always be like, it's no phone Friday, like, I don't have my phone on me. And we'd be like, what? But like, those, like, Sammy and